Beirut.
Over the past week, Israel has assassinated at least 5 Hezbollah commanders. But this rapid escalation of violence has also killed at least 1,000 others in just the past 2 weeks. 105 on Sunday alone.
Just in from Washington, the FBI has agreed to pay more than $22 million to settle a class action lawsuit. It alleges female recruits were singled out for dismissal in training and routinely sexually harassed by their instructors. Among the complaints, they made comments about chest size and urged the women to take contraceptives to, quote, control their moods. Historic devastation spread out across the southeast as millions deal with the destruction carved by Hurricane Helene. CBS's Skylar Henry is in Asheville, North Carolina.
The storm appears to have inflicted its worst damage in the Carolinas, where officials say more than 70 people have been found dead so far. A mother, Megan Dry, watched as her 7-year-old son Micah and her parents got swept away into the flood. All were stranded on their roof when it collapsed into the water. Megan was rescued.
The death toll is up to at least 116. Dock workers could walk off their jobs at midnight, shutting down ports from Maine to Texas. Cornell labor expert Kate Broffenberg.
Inflation has been up. They feel like this is a fight they need to make gains on.
More than 20 years after the FCC blocked it, a massive merger is happening in the world of satellite TV.
The deal could keep Dish afloat, a company with about $2 billion in debt. It would create one of the largest pay TV providers in the U.S., with about 19 million subscribers between the two companies. The agreement, which would close in the second half of next year, requires regulatory approval. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
New dates just added to a rock band's reunion tour.
Champagne supernova in the sky.
Oasis says stops will include Toronto, Mexico City, Chicago, L.A., and East Rutherford, New Jersey. The tour is the group's first since brothers Liam and Noel Gallagher's famous split 15 years ago. Tickets go on sale Friday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. 6 members of the Racine City Council have announced a boycott of future meetings. They're citing concerns over Mayor Corey Mason's control over the council's agenda, and they're demanding changes to rules that allow the mayor to restrict items from reaching the council floor. A suspect has been arrested in connection with a bomb threat targeting Racine County government buildings. It led to several closures 1 week ago today. 29-year-old Devon Kessler was identified through an international investigation using phone records. The Racine Common Council is seeking applications to fill a vacancy in the 14th Aldermanic District. There's a deadline Friday. The new alder could be appointed at a council meeting on the 15th. Racine County is inviting residents to participate in their annual photo contest. The winning image will be featured on an Educators Credit Union debit card and in the 2025 Racine County calendar. And Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer rallied supporters in Waukesha yesterday, with the area busy with politics again tomorrow. Former President Donald Trump is scheduled to speak at Discovery World in Milwaukee tomorrow night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Packers fall to 2-2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Minnesota led Green Bay 28-0 at the half, but the Packers were able to move the ball and put up points in the second half before falling short against the Vikings 31-29. Coach Matt LaFleur said the team started slow but finished strong.
Unfortunately, we just didn't get enough completions, but I did think he looked, as the game went, it seemed to me that he looked more and more comfortable. We made more explosive plays, which is tough to do when a team's sitting back in two shell.
Green Bay heads to L.A. to play the Rams on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are off today as they await their postseason opponent. The Mets and Braves play a doubleheader today to determine postseason seeding. A sweep by either team means the Brewers get Arizona. A split means Milwaukee faces the Mets tomorrow. First pitch is just after 4:30 in Milwaukee tomorrow. And after dropping two games, the 2-2 Badgers host Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east to south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 59. A cold front's going to zip through late tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and a bit cooler with a high of only 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The wills of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Local news, timeless, is WRJ.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA A life insurance company.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring the return of Pumpkin Caramel Kringle. O&H's special blend of pumpkin, spices, and smooth caramel has made it an annual family favorite. It's a sure sign that fall has arrived, so be sure to pick up one this week. While at O&H, grab several pumpkin donuts, rolled in cinnamon sugar or with cream cheese icing. Enjoy oven-fresh, scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal, literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interests in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things Uninterrupted at amazon.com/ad-free. Just head to amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue. WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber with WRJN, and right before we get back on the music here, we got to send a salute out to Chris Christopherson. He passed away yesterday, 88 years old. But oh my goodness, what a force in our music. What an incredible songwriter. He did have hits on his own. And of course, those of us of a certain age remember him in A Star Is Born, a movie that was supposed to go to Elvis, but Elvis's manager turned it down and Chris Christopherson got it. What a great movie. Yes, Chris Christopherson wasn't that great of an actor, but back in the day, it didn't matter. It really didn't matter. Let Barbara Streisand do the heavy lifting and he can just look beautiful on a couch. But anyway, Chris Christopherson wrote several hits, which I have just mentioned. One of them is Sunday Morning Coming Down. The hilarious story behind this. The story was that Chris got drunk one Sunday and stole a helicopter, because he was a helicopter pilot, stole it and landed it in Johnny Cash's backyard. And Johnny came out and was furious. And Chris, apparently, according to Johnny Cash, Chris Christopherson had a beer in one hand and the song in the other. And when Johnny told him to leave, he refused to leave until he played this one song for Johnny Cash. So Johnny said, play your song. And it was Sunday Morning Coming Down. And Johnny loved it so much. That was the beginning of a long and awesome friendship. Guys, that's really a true story. Now, Chris Christopherson says, I don't remember having a beer in my hand, but being that he once got fired for flying a helicopter drunk, that could have actually happened. But the fact was, he did land a stolen helicopter in Johnny Cash's backyard. Now, in the late 80s, actually, this was 1990, he hooked up with Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, and Waylon Jennings, and they had a group called the Highwaymen. I was in country music at this time. I'm going to play a snippet of Chris Christopherson before I play a song that he's not singing on, but that he wrote that made another singer a superstar. Here it is from Chris Christopherson, the Highwaymen.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide.
That's Chris singing.
I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I am living still.
Alrighty, so there you go. That is actually a fun video to check out if you go online. Look up the Highwaymen. And the song Highwaymen, American Outlaws Live at Nassau Coliseum 1990, because it's really fun to see a very healthy Waylon Jennings, a healthy Johnny Cash, a healthy Willie Nelson, who's the only one now still alive from that group, and of course, Chris Christopherson. The song that he wrote that his, well, by this point, ex-girlfriend, who recorded once, she was going to record it again, but she passed away, even though the song was considered unfinished. They decided to put it out there anyway. So Kris Kristofferson's Me and Bobby McGee, as sung by Janis Joplin, as we say goodbye to Chris on WRJN.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, on a feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. They rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom's just another word for left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Yeah, feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. Money feeling good was easy alone when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
locked your love away from me.
Love is here. Now hold my silence, not your thought. You made me love you. Now hold my silence, now you're gone. You said loving you would make life beautiful with this passing day. But as soon as love came into my heart, you turned and you walked, just walked away.
You stripped me of my dreams. You gave me faith, then took my hope. Look at me now.
Look at me. See what love that you have done to me. Look at my face. See how crying has left its trace. After you made me all your own, then you left me all alone. You made your words sound so sweet, knowing that your love I couldn't keep.
My heart cries out for your touch, but you're not there. And the lonely cry fades in the air.
Love is here.
The Supremes. Love is here. Where the heck did you go? Where? Anyway, I thought you'd enjoy that too. This is kind of a nice, I love the way she's mad in that song. I love that. Marilyn McCoo had some really great tunes. She is our artist of record today. Next month, we will be giving away every day on Monday through Fridays. We're going to be playing a song by we're going to star a certain person. Tomorrow, Sly and the Family Stone. Today is Marilyn McCoo of the Fifth Dimension. I'll be playing a Marilyn. It'll be a Fifth Dimension song, but it'll be Marilyn pretty much primarily on the vocals. When you hear her, be my fifth caller. And the phone number is 262-634-WRJN. At the end of the month, we're going to have two grand prize winners. And by the way, the music is courtesy of our dear friend at Time and Again, Music and More in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. That is such a fun shop. You got to check that out. Anyway, the music is coming from them. And of course, it is all about the vinyl, the platters, the stacks, and whatever else. I'm channeling my inner 60s child. Right now, we're going to check in with the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump exaggerating links between violent crime and immigration in Wisconsin over the weekend. In Prairie du Chien, Trump predicted a bleak future if Kamala Harris wins.
Your town and every town, just like it all across Wisconsin and all across our country, the heartland, the coast, it doesn't matter, will be transformed into a third world hellhole.
But the numbers show immigrants are much less likely to commit violent crimes than American-born citizens. Trump campaigns in Wanakee and Milwaukee tomorrow. Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are neck and neck in Wisconsin in the latest poll. The New York Times and Siena College say Harris leads here 49% to 47%. Wisconsin has been decided by less than a point in four of the last six campaigns. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Six Racine City Council members have announced a boycott of future meetings. In a joint statement, the third of the council is citing concerns over the mayor's control over the council's agenda as their main issue. The group, including Melissa Caprillion, Jeff Coe, Olivia Davis, Sandy Widener, Renee Kelly, and Henry Perez, are demanding changes to rules that allow Mayor Corey Mason to restrict items from reaching the council floor. The boycott threatens to disrupt city business. The mayor hasn't yet commented. A suspect has been arrested in connection with the bomb threat targeting Racine County government buildings. Several facilities had to close 1 week ago today. Police say 29-year-old Devon Kessler was identified through an international investigation involving multiple law enforcement agencies, some in Canada. Sheriff's investigators say they executed a search warrant and arrested Kessler at his workplace last week. They say he did confess. And Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer rallied supporters in Waukesha yesterday. She stressed that the Harris-Waltz campaign's focus is on creating prosperity for all Americans. Former President Donald Trump is back in the state tomorrow. He's scheduled to speak at Discovery World in Milwaukee tomorrow at 5. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny and still summery today for the final day of September. Highs reach the mid-70s. With winds off the lake, they'll switch to out of the south tonight and then blast out of the north, dragging our high temperatures to feeling more like fall, with highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
About WRJN, the Spinners. I'll be around. Hey, if you heard Stuart J. Waddles give like some local news, you're like, I wish I knew the rest of the story about that. Just go on our website, WRJN.com, and scroll down to the news section. That story should be the rest of the story. And speaking of rest of the story, Paul Harvey, just after the news and weather and sports, right here on WRJN at 12:05. Here's a Lovin' Spoonful. Have to be so nice.
she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Sharon.
She got the way to move me. She got the way. Up on you know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Hey. All right. Ain't got no right, no, no, you don't. Ought to be so exciting.
Sits, yep, just like that, right here on WRJN. Gorgeous day, low riptide risk, no hazardous waves. Really great day if the kids weren't in school. And the temperature, a little on the chilly side for what we're used to and what we've been getting, but still 73 degrees. Oh, this is nice. There's the Shy Lights. Have you seen her? WRJN.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
The Beatles, Hard Day's Night, right here on WRJN. Love, love their music. They're awesome. The Stones, timeless classics. One of the reasons I really love working here at WRJN. I hope you're enjoying the music as well. Next hour, probably going to play some Marilyn McCoo. Oops, did I give it away? Did I tell you? Okay. And I don't want you to worry, like, am I even going to know what she sings? Yeah, because I'm going to say, man, this sounds like a Marilyn McCoo hit. All right, so I will be doing that. I'm going to be holding your hand through this entire contest where you're going to win some vinyl, my friend, vinyl of Fifth Dimension. And you're going to head on down. When you win that, you can head on down to Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant. Your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And then, of course, I'll let you know when they have your album available. But I just want you to jot this number down if you haven't already. When you hear Marilyn McCoo, and I'll help you out with that, you will be my fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN to win that album, to win that hot wax, to win that 33. Oh, yeah. We're going to have fun. Coming up, we've got news, weather, sports, and Stuart J. Waddles of local news. Minutes away here on WRJN.
The economy is doing well. So why are gas and grocery prices not going down? The good economy has resulted in corporate profits at record highs. But what are the corporations doing with their profits? Are they increasing the wages of workers in proportion to their profits? No. Are they decreasing the cost of their products? No. They are paying their CEOs huge bonuses and manipulating their stock to benefit their investors. In addition, mergers have allowed them to eliminate competition and set prices however they want. The problem is that politicians refuse to regulate corporations to make sure they serve the American people. Consumer protections that impose a federal ban on corporate price gouging and increased scrutiny of potential mergers could address this problem. Check the policy positions of the politicians you will vote for in November and ask them if they support consumer protections to make the economy work for all of us.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Why can't you see?